Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Tan Dun's new shoe, The Secret Songs of Women, recently received its Chinese premiere on tour with the Philadelphia Orchestra. The orchestra presents new shoe once again this summer at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center on August 15th with harpist Elizabeth Hainan as soloist. Tan Dun has turned his attention to his home province of Hunan for his latest composition. It is a multimedia work comprising film, an orchestra, and a harp soloist. The music of new shoe tells the story of an ancient secret language used by women in Hunan to communicate with friends and family after being sequestered into marriages that took them far from home. Tan Dun's works have been performed by some of the world's greatest orchestras. In addition to writing music for the Beijing Olympics, he wrote the Oscar-winning score for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It's a great pleasure to welcome Tan Dun to the Roundtable this morning.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much. It's a great honor to talk here.
Well, it's a delight to have you on the program, and it certainly will be a delight to have you in Saratoga Springs performing this work. Before we talk about it specifically, what was it like to bring this on tour to China?
I think it's not just China. Specifically, it's to my home province. Since new shoe, The Secret Songs of Women happened, invented, only used by the women in the rural village, and now only few of them are alive. And the tradition is vanishing. Of course, this vanishing tradition gave me enormous sort of inspirations to write this piece for the Philadelphia Orchestra. So I thought Philadelphia was to bring this piece to this few women still alive, to the villagers. I think this means a lot. It's like a Béla Bartók brought some of those orchestra pieces to the villagers, the farmers. They influenced, inspired Bartók. But anyway, Bartók is my hero. I thought kind of phenomenal, you know. The Philadelphia Orchestra really made a dream of the dreamers.
So you bring it to the province. It has to be an emotional experience because the music is emotional, and obviously what it means to you and to these women must have been fairly incredible.
It's quite amazing because right after Janik finished the last chord with the Philadelphia Orchestra, when the Elizabeth Hainan just finished the last chord, and the villagers just exposed this bravi in the Hunan accent. And that kind of a shouting is like a doubled the rock and roll concert phenomenon. It's really scared me. I never felt, and I forgot how passionate the Hunanese could be. They are, of course, the most spicy food state in China. And of course, the music there is incredible, inspiring. That's why all my music sorts is very much influenced from that village. Yeah.
When we talk about influence, at what point did you start to think about this seriously, doing the research and to continue this tradition of this language developed by women in secrecy?
It's about 5 years ago when Philadelphia Orchestra approached me maybe to write a harp concerto for Elizabeth Hainan. Then I thought, oh, harp is the most feminine instrument, but not so much being used as very dramatic, always like a decorative, sort of very beautiful color instrument, you know. Then I thought I would love to find the chance somehow to make this instrument very dramatic and very storytelling. Then I was conducting Taiwan Symphony Orchestra once. I read a book about a secret language. In ancient time, only invented by women, used secretly by women only. And that tradition is vanishing. All of those old women, they are like 90 years old, or even 100 years old. They were being chased during the Cultural Revolution as the witches, as something strange, somebody strange. knowing the secret language between the ghost and the reality or whatever. Then I read this exotic sort of a book that said, oh my gosh, I didn't know that. It's happening just in my home province. Then I immediately went to the village. I was so moved. I of course, the first thing is how to connect Philadelphia Orchestra, how to connect Elizabeth Hayden, the wonderful one, the best harpist in the world, and how to connect Yannick to this long-time ancient tradition, to this secret world of the women. It's 5 years sort of a procedures for me to have this been done, yeah. It's very exciting, yeah.
When you think about a language and a syllabic script, how is that brought out to you? I mean, is it a challenge to portray that in a musical form?
You know, when you start a piece, when you start the music, the first notes, when you start it, bum, 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 you see, it's no longer you compose music. The music composes you, because the next one is the bum, 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 beam, bum, 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 bum. This is a marvelous example from Beethoven. But of course, this thing is very, very tricky. You know, when you had a first thing, disappearing songs, secret songs recorded from an old women, then you suddenly realize, my God, this is something quite haunting, quite striking. Then you record more and more, and afterwards you record 200 hours of those secret songs. You suddenly realize, my gosh, those things, because suddenly the National Museum of China contacted me and said, oh, can you donate all those things? Because what you are doing now actually is something we dreamed some national funding could do that, but actually you're doing it with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Then I suddenly realized, my God, this is interesting. Then I started to listen to it again and again. I said, my God, this is something already come out in the piece. It's no longer you are composing music now. Now it's the music composed. You have to follow this seed, follow this motive to go on. So everything was built on this multimedia, the old woman singing about their life and the fate and the love and the death. It's so striking.
As I mentioned in the introduction, this is a multimedia work. It includes the orchestra and the harp solo, as you mentioned, by Elizabeth Hayden, but it also is comprised of film. Was it early in the process that you knew you wanted film to be a part of it?
Actually, no. In the very, very beginning, I only committed to a harp concerto, but I ended up with a multimedia 45-minute film with 13 movements with many, many women singing the secret language. And the Yannick conducted orchestra had all time sort of counterpoint between the sound, the visual, between the old time, the past, and the future. So basically what I did is I keep the component of multimedia as the past. Then orchestra sounds like a the future. Then Elizabeth Hayden is like a sort of a bridge. Then Yannick is like a spiritual sort of a music shaman, putting all the sounds, the line layers together. It's like a drama, yeah.
When it is performed, what do you feel your role is? So you will be in Saratoga, correct?
Yeah. I feel my role is a audience. Sometimes I feel it's a great gift if I could learn that procedures, you know, as an artist after your finished work, or even during your finishing the work, if you could have a gift to always putting yourself out of the contact and to see the piece from outside, from history, from the audience. I think it's a very, very important. I enjoy that very much, specifically this time in Saratoga, of course. I will treat myself as a pure audience. I want to see what's happening
and
to me. I want to see what's happened to me. I want to see again what's happened to Philadelphia Orchestra. I want to see how and why made people so crazy and dumb. So moving, you know. Even myself, why the whole thing engaged me for 5 years for this piece. Now, I think it's time for me to think about it. I never thought about it, actually.
It must be fascinating, though, because in going to Hunan province and performing this work, there is familiarity and there is the culture. And in bringing it to New York, specifically in Saratoga with the Philadelphia Orchestra, your role becomes sheer education of assuming most people know nothing of this tradition.
I think Philadelphia Orchestra has been a great bridge, not just in general, but for my case specifically. In 1973, you know, when Philadelphia Orchestra come to China first time, I was planting the rice, actually as a teenager in the field, accepting sort of re-education from Mao Zedong. And at that time, I first ever actually heard a Western Symphony Orchestra. I know nothing actually about Beethoven, about the Mozart. It's like American music lovers never know anything about Nü Shu, which is Secret Songs of Women.
Right.
But I think the Philadelphia Orchestra really a magical sort of a spiritual bridge. It just made me completely get into this classical music scene. I'm jumping into it. I start to swim, you know, trying to find the shore, trying to find the destiny. But anyhow, I think at this time, again, I think the Philadelphia Orchestra is going to be a fantastic spiritual bridge to link all those music lovers being together to find their civilizations, the ancient civilizations, ancient way of how people to express their love and life.
We have discussed the film component to Nü Shu, and as I mentioned in the introduction, you wrote the Oscar-winning score for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon with Ang Lee. Is it safe to say that you enjoy working with the medium of film?
Sometimes. you know, honestly, I didn't compose much. I only composed four major films in the last 15 years. It means almost every 5 years, I only write one. But then it seems like everybody think I'm quite good for it. Actually, it surprised me because I thought I'm just doing for fun. I love film. But actually, my major sort of a focus is still on the symphony and the opera. But actually, I find it's really, really interesting, specifically through working with the film and the counterpoint, the sound, the picture, and the image. Now I'm working with the social media and the mobile phones and with the WhatsApp and the WeChat, the Internet Symphony, YouTube Symphony. Then I find actually that's a wonderful way for me to link my music with the young people. That's wonderful way for me to reinvent sort of classical music approaching young people. I really, really love it, and I want to thank Philadelphia Orchestra for giving me this fantastic chance. I want to thank Yannick. I want to thank everybody, actually. I want to thank Art Saratoga. I was there in Saratoga many years ago. I loved people there, actually, specifically the long tradition of Philadelphia Orchestra be there at Saratoga. A wonderful, wonderful spiritual summer place.
Tan Dun's Nü Shu, The Secret Songs of Women, will be presented by the Philadelphia Orchestra on August 15th at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. You can find out more by going to their website, spac.org, spac.org. Tan Dun, a great pleasure to speak with you this morning, and we look forward to having you in Saratoga Springs.
Thank you.
A great pleasure.
My honor.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more information about the August 15th performance of Tan Dun's Nü Shu, The Secret Songs of Women, by going to spac.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.